歡迎各位，就一間我哋就會開始我哋信隆控股有限公司2013年嘅股東周年大會，就歡迎各位股東出席今次嘅會議。或者開始嘅時候啊，主席開始之前咧，就我想問問下低嘅股東，就我哋咧就嗰個會議嘅進行咧，因為我哋都有啲說英語嘅股東喺度，我哋會用英語，就有冇股東咧，亦都希望我哋咧同時用中文進行嘅。
最好用中文。
咁如果冇問題，咁我哋會中文、英文都一齊用。唔該曬各位。
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2013 Annual General Meeting of Sinogulf Holdings Limited. As the necessary quorum is present, I declare the meeting commenced. The notice convening this Annual General Meeting has been published on the website of the Hong Kong Stock Exchange and the website of the company.And was dispatched to all shareholders on 25th of April 2013. In view of the length of the notice, I propose, with your permission, to take the notice convening this meeting as read. 各位股东，各位嘉宾，欢迎大家出席信隆控股有限公司2013年股东周年大会。大会已经有足够法定人数出席。本人宣布大会开始。召开本大会之通告已于香港交易所网页及本公司网页内刊载，并于2013年4月25日连同有关通函寄予股东。鉴于通告之冗长，如得各位允许，本人建议将大会通告作为已经宣读处理。As there is no objection from shareholders, I declare that the notice convening this meeting is taken as read. 由于并无任何股东反对，本人宣布召开本大会之通告作为已经宣读处理。Pursuant to the rules governing the listing of securities on the Stock Exchange of Hong Kong Limited and Clause 66 of the Company's Bylaws, all resolutions set out in the notice convening this meeting should be taken by poll. I hereby appoint Tricot Changes Limited as the scrutineers. The poll will be taken after all resolutions have been put to the vote of this meeting.Every shareholder present in person or by proxy or by its authorized representative shall have one vote for every fully paid-up share held by him, and the shareholder need not use all his votes or cast all the votes he uses in the same way. Please put a tick in the appropriate box on the voting form to indicate whether you vote for or against the resolution.After it has been duly proposed and seconded. If you do not use all your votes or cast all your votes in the same way, please complete the number of votes in the appropriate box. When you have completed voting on all resolutions, please sign the voting form. The scrutineers will collect the voting forms from all the poll and all items are taken. Every shareholder present in person or by proxy or by its authorized representative should have already been given a voting form at the reception. If anyone of the aforesaid does not have a voting form, please raise your hand now. Under Hong Kong Interbank Exchange and Securities Commission Rules and Company Rules Number 66, 所有在本大會通過內資議案，將以點票方式進行。本人以大會主席身份委任卓佳登哲士有限公司為監票員。點票程序將會於所有議案提交本大會表決後始進行。每位親自出席或由受委託代表出席，或由公司授權代表出席的股東，每持有一股繳足股份，即有一票投票權。股東無需悉數使用其投票權，或悉數將投票權投單一意向。於每項議案獲正式提出及和議後，請在投票表格適當的方格內填上剔號，要表示投票贊成或反對。如股東並非悉數將投票權投單一意向，請於贊成或反對的空格內填上投票之股數。當各位完成所有議案的投票，請在投票表格上簽名。最後，監票員會向各位收集投票表格。每名親自出席或由受委託代表出席或由公司授權代表出席的股東，應已獲派發一份投票表格。如有任何上述人士未有投票表格，請立即舉手。Now I would like to ask Mr. Rochester Kum to conduct the proceeding of the meetings on my behalf. 接著下來呢的會議程序將由許文光先生代表本人宣讀。請我許先生 Rochester please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now the first item in the notice is to receive and adopt the audited financial statementsand the reports of the directors and of the auditors of the company for the year ended 31st December 2012. As the auditor's report has been included in the 2012 annual report of the company, with your permission, I shall take the auditor's report as read. Any objection? 多謝主席先生。本大會第一項議程是設立本公司截至2012年12月31日止年度之經審核財務報表及董事會報告與核數師報告。鑑於核數師報告已載於本公司之2012年年報內，如得各位允許，本人建議將核數師報告作為經已宣讀處理。As there is no objection, I declare that the auditor's report is taken as read. 由於並無股東提出反對，本人宣布核數師報告作為經已宣讀處理。Are there any questions on the director's report, the auditor's report? Yes.
Could you please wait until he finishes the Chinese version too? Because someone would like to know.
And then we will address. As there are questions, are there any questions on the director's report, the auditor's report, and the auditor financial statements for the year ended 31st December 2012?請問各位股東對本公司截至2012年12月31日止年度之經審核財務報表、董事會報告與核數師報告有沒有問題 ？Any questions? Yes, Mr. Hui.
Yeah. My first question is a point of order, Chairman. Before me, I see only three directors: the Chairman.An executive director and one independent director, Ms. Susanna Chu. Where are the other independent directors? Why are they not on the podium of equal standing with the other directors?
Mr. David Webb, all other three directors are present in this meeting. As you can see, the venue, the table can entertain five seats. So Mr. Zhang Hua-Yong, Mr. Choi Tak-ho, and the new director to be appointed, Mr. Zhu Xingli, they are on the first row of this meeting.
Okay. Well, you need to get a longer table or sit closer together.
we will try to liaise with the hotel and to see if
Or you can make two rows of directors. But it's a matter
one
of...
One more point. The six directors are here, and also the chairman of the audit committee, Mr. Susanna Chu, is also in the meeting. So basically, all relevant directors or persons need to present. The persons are present.
Right. Now, moving on to the accounts. The company is once again dependent on its substantial shareholder for financing, according to the balance sheet. On page 38, you have 6.1 million due loans from the immediate holding company. That indicates some degree of financial distress, that we cannot finance ourselves from bank loans and cash flow on its own. Has that situation improved since the year end? Because I'm concerned that this company should not need to call upon shareholders again with another rights issue, or even worse, abuse of the general mandate. Could you give us some status update on this balance sheet, please? Because it is now nearly 6 months old.
Okay, maybe I answer the question and see if our chairman would like to supplement it.
Do you want to translate the question first, if you like? Don't know if other members wish to know what I'm saying.
Mr. David Webb 先生就提出一個問題，佢就話咧係根據嗰個財務報表嘅第38頁，就嗰個資產負債表裏邊咧，佢仍然見到咧就公司咧係有一個股東貸款咧就係600萬嘅。咁佢就提問咧，就咁公司喺嗰個資金方面咧個狀況點樣？點解係仍然需要依賴股東嘅貸款？而家嘅情況有冇改善？佢主要提出咧呢個問題嘅。Okay, the shareholders' loan you see from the balance sheet, actually this you will note that the shareholders' loans were there since 2011. So this is not a new shareholders loan during 2012. In fact, the shareholders loan have been reduced. If you compare the balance sheet in 2011 and 2012.
Well, the different shareholders. One was the ultimate holding company, the other one was the immediate holding company.
They are two different companies, but they are from the same controlling shareholders arrangement.
Yes, so, but not 100%. There is some nuance in that as well. But let's not get into the detail of ownership of the immediate holding company. My real question is, have we now repaid those loans, or are they still outstanding, and for how long will they be outstanding?
Okay. There are still some shareholders' loans outstanding. As we disclose in the accounts, the shareholders' loans, they are unsecured, and they are have no fixed terms of repayment, so it's a matter of the company, to arrange when and how it will pay down.
Right. So you're saying that we are still dependent on the immediate holding company for financing.
I think the controlling shareholder is prepared to
answer your questions. No, no, I'm willing to support, but the company do not need such kind of support now. The situation is improving along.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So our gearing is coming down.
Should be.
Does the company have a particular target in mind of debt to equity or interest coverage or some other optimum balance for its balance sheet?
You will note that at end of 2012, the gearing is about 40%, and it has come down from, I think, over 60% 1 year earlier, and it has been kept improving. During 2013, the current year, we have consistently paid down term loans from the bank, both in China and in Hong Kong. So the gearing is kept improving or lower.
Okay. So there aren't any major CapEx that's going to increase our financial requirements? Capital expenditure?
Okay.
Where do we stand on that situation?
As you may be aware, we have sold one of our facility in southern China,
in
Guangdong, and that will give us enough money to further expand our production line, production facility in northern China.
Yes.
So you don't see any foreseeable need to raise more equity?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And can I just clarify, in note 31 on page 87, the loan from the holding company is non-interest bearing.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there an effective interest rate of 5.22% then?
First of all, I will answer the question, and if our auditors would like to help elaborate, we will. Actually, as the note said, this is an interest-free loan from the controlling shareholders. This is actually a technical or accounting issue. When there is a long-term, when there is a loan which is interest-free and it is beyond 1 year, then we have to compute. This is an imputed interest in the accounting term. So it's not a real interest. So, as I said, this is a technical issue.
Okay, so the balance isn't the real balance either then?
It is a balance because the other side is on the reserve. In other words,
this should be elaborate this way. The term loan have a certain period of time to repay. So it takes interest element, if we take into consideration of the payment repayment terms, which is in accordance with the accounting standards 39.
Okay, so that means that our income statement is depressed by the imputed interest on non-interest bearing loan. I can see that in note 11 now.
Yeah, there's a charge there.
It's 951,000.
There's a charge.
And there's no offsetting income on that.
No, other credit side is in the reserve in the balance sheet.
Yeah.
So we're never going to see that coming through the income statement.
In other words, on the equity side, there's a new effect, but in the income statement side, because we have to present this in a technical way, so we have to make an imputed interest charge to the income statement.
Yeah.
While on the other hand, we will have a reserve set up in the equity side, in the reserve side.
In the reserves. Looking at the reserves now, then. No. So it never comes, the positive side never comes through the income statement, it goes straight to reserves. Is that right?
That is the way the standard requires.
I understand, yeah.
Thank you. Excuse me, Mr. Dewey, let me explain this a little bit in Chinese for Chinese shareholders, okay? Mr. Dewey剛才的問題和我們的回答，他就問到在年報的裏面有提及過股東貸款是免息的，但年報裏面的那個
損益表嗰個裏就有一個咧，就係關於呢個股東貸款嘅利息支出。咁我就同你解釋呢個係一個技術上嘅要求。就事實上咧係冇利息嘅。咁但係咧，因為呢個貸款係有一定根據固定一個既有嘅條款係去還。咁所以會計準則裏面咧就有一個標準或者一個規定，就係咧係要 當有利息嘅情況下，根據譬如公司嗰個實際平均嗰個利息嘅嗰方面嘅平均嘅利息嘅負擔，就當呢個咁嘅貸款，如果都有利息的話，咁佢嗰個喺一年裏邊咧個利息咧會幾多，而喺嗰個損益表裏邊咧就做一個計算，亦都咧就會有一個charge，即係會有一個呢一項嘅支出，但呢項支出其實係唔需要支出嘅。
其實喺嗰個資產負債表嘅儲備嗰度咧，其實咧我哋有個同樣嘅金額咧，係喺嗰度咧反映翻，亦都即係話對股東嗰個資金或者嗰個淨資產咧，其實咧係冇影響嘅。咁呢個咧就係我哋嗰個嘅解釋同埋個回答，讓大家股東係明白嘅。
So I'm looking at the reserves on note 40B, page 94. And you can see 1315 in the other reserve.
Yes.
And that matches the interest charge in 2011.
For the current year?
In 2011 I'm talking about. So 1315 matches 2011's interest imputed charge. But then there doesn't seem to be anything for 2012. Why is that?
Excuse me, you are talking 90s...
In note 40B.
94, 40B. Okay, you said that in 2011,
is the correct note?
11, right?
No, 2011.
There is one, the 441, 1315, right?
Yeah, which matches the interest charge in note 11.
Right.
But then
now, let me explain to you.
Shouldn't there be a same item in 2012?
Yes, it's on another page, I think, because page 94,
this
note is the reserve for the company, not for the group.
Ah, so you're charging it to, you're crediting a different entity, your
we are calling
subsidiary.
On the group. Yes.
So where's the group, hang on, so the group reserves then are back on the...
You have to go to earlier pages, which is page, let me see. Page 40, that would be the page
okay.
for the group equity, in which you will see...
Yeah, 1315, and then this year, where's the 951? That should be in there, shouldn't it? Where's the credit to reserves this year?
The reserve... You are asking what is the corresponding presentation in 2012?
Yes. That should show up as a credit to the reserve, shouldn't it?
We will have to look back to the relevant notes to the income statement, which is it looks on finance costs.
Yeah, I can see the cost. I can see the cost, all right.
Right, you can see there's imputed interest on the interest bearing 951 in 2012.
So,
right, and
that should be a deemed contribution, then, shouldn't it?
Okay. Mr. David Webb, perhaps you have to look at the page 40, the statement of group's equity. Under the column other reserve, you will see at the beginning of 2001, the 1st of January, the brought forward balance $2.96 million.
Yeah.
Our auditor just remind me. The accounting treatment according to the standard is that at the beginning of the shareholder's loan, for example, that loan is for a period of 2 years or whatever period, we will compute the imputed interest for the whole period and as in a way set up the whole balance to the P&L and the reserve. To the reserve and also the shareholder's loan balance in the balance sheet. And then we will calculate, for example, we are talking 2 years, for each year in concern, how much of the accumulated sell-up balance in the reserve was attributable to individual year.
Yep.
And then we will charge the amount for the individual year to the income statement of that year. That's why you will see in the income statement, each year we will have a reversal from the reserve.
Yep.
Okay. So you see, actually, you can see that the in the other reserve column, the amount attributable to the imputed interest start with an accumulated balance.
2966. Then it goes up.
Actually, the beginning one is even. I think the long start way back to 2010. It should be 3 million something to start with.
Right.
And then it gradually was.
So it goes up. It goes up in 2011 because there's a new loan, and then it doesn't change in 2012. It's not drawn down at all in 2012, is it?
The loan was drawn down at the beginning.
No, I mean the reserve is 4.28 million at the beginning of 2012, and it's the same at the end of 2012.
What do you mean it's the same?
4281, if you look at page 40.
Oh.
Shouldn't there be some change during the year? Or I don't quite understand why there's still the same reserve.
Oh, you mean why it's the same reserve in 2001 and 2012, right?
Because there's been no new loans, is that it?
Oh, there is another element in the arrangement.
Okay, I think I've got it now. Okay, so basically, the other reserve only includes the contributions.
Sorry.
I think I've understood it. The other reserve includes the deemed contributions. And the P&L includes the deemed expenses. Okay.
And more than that, you are right. In principle, that you are expected to see a similar charge or reversal in the 2012. Why is not there? There's another point about the arrangement. Because this shareholders' loan originally was set up way back in 2010 and was due in 2012. And in 2011, I think there is an arrangement. There was an arrangement to extend it to 2013, so extend for one more year. And when we extend this for one more year, at that point of time, we have to impute
another
1 year.
Okay.
And that exactly matches the charge.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I understand. Okay, let's move on, because this is tying up.
I hope that can answer your question.
Tying up the meeting.
A little bit of memory, you know, from us about them.
There used to be disclosure of donations, did there not? I can't see that anymore. Is that? Has the rules changed, or are there just no donations anymore from the group?
We have disclosed whatever donations if we have made and need to be disclosed. So if there's none, there's none.
Do they need to be disclosed if there are any?
I don't think there's a donation anymore.
Okay, fine.
For the recent years.
Good.
Because we heard what you know.
Thank you. Okay.
In the past.
How much more space do we have in Shandong before we run out of capacity? I mean, could we double our current production rate, or are we pushing on the walls?
Are you talking about the land we have, or the production?
Well, two questions really. Then the existing buildings, and then how much more land?
Okay, at this moment, it's already fully used up. That's why we are building another facility, another building.
Right.
It is on the same name.
Okay.
Piece of land, and that shall give us another 150,000 pieces, unit per month.
What's the current capacity?
You got about 250,000 to 300,000, depends on the configuration, type of products.
Okay, so that's nearly 50% increase.
Yes.
And then
but at the same time, we will be scaling down our Southern China production.
Because of this building.
And that's
he will do the translation later.
For the Chinese.
After that, will we run out of land, or do we have?
No. We still have land to expand. If we do have that, it's
how much of the land is currently used by our first?
After we have the new facility set up, we'll be using up approximately 65% of the land. We still have the other 35%.
Oh, okay. So basically.
So in short, that means we should be able to further increase another 300,000 pieces.
Right, and this is all on the same integrated site, same warehousing, same dormitories.
It depends on the business. If we have more demand, then we will further expand.
Right. So how much capital expenditure is needed for phase two that you're now?
Right now what we're doing?
Yeah.
About 20 million.
Hong Kong?
RMB.
RMB.
Yeah.
And how much is in last year's accounts, and how much will be this year's expenditure?
No, it's going to be a new facility.
He's talking what we're doing in 2013. It's being done.
No, it's just starting.
No. It should be ready by the end of the year, right?
We will. It's starting, yes, you're right.
and the construction should be complete by end of this year.
Okay, so all of that expenditure will be in the, roughly the current year.
Yes,
including fit out or just building, including equipment.
Yeah, including equipment.
Okay, so it's not very big, not
no,
too bad.
No. Yeah. Because we have all the infrastructure set up. So just the land and the facility and the equipment are not that expensive.
And then on our old land, what is the situation of that land? Is it surrounded by commercial areas now, or is it part of an
industrial site? No, it's an industrial site. No,
industrial estate.
You're talking the old land or
in Guangdong.
Industrial zone.
It's not commercialized.
No.
So there isn't much potential to hold on to it and convert it.
No.
Because you mentioned in the announcement.
No.
Mentioned in the announcement that the company, the new subsidiary, is going to apply for change of use.
That is the buyer.
So what change of use do they want?
I think that they have their own plan. In other words, the lease we have right now is for industrial use.
Yeah.
So no matter it's we or whoever, of course they have a right to apply or to propose anything with the government. It's up to their negotiation, which is I think.
But if they see the potential for change of use, then why don't you? Why didn't you hold on and develop it yourselves?
I think we are
not. It's not our business.
It's not. We don't have the expertise.
But there's a latent value in it. You don't have to have expertise.
But there are also risks.
You can get joint venture partners to do that.
No, this is not something that
there's a lot of negotiation with the government. It's not something straightforward.
But you said it was surrounded by industrial area, not commercial.
No, we are saying that the piece of land, the piece of land. We have right now is
well, I know that you have industrial use, but I'm asking, has it been urbanized? Is there offices nearby?
In the vicinity?
Yes.
I think it's all
white people.
They are both. Residential, industrial.
In the vicinity, there are other places where we do find some kind of new buildings, residential one.
So the buyer could have the potential.
It's a very complicated procedure to change, trying to change the land to other uses, and you need a very special network and connection to do that in mainland China.
You have good networks.
And this is something that I don't think we want to involve. You know, we want to pay our attention in our core business first. That's why, honestly speaking, I don't even want to think and to consider that.
It's too difficult.
All I want to do now is to move and our production to northern China, which I believe will give us a much better environment and support from the local government, which is goddamn important.
Right. So you don't have any experience yourselves outside of Sinogulf in development in China.
I want to concentrate ourselves into our core business.
You haven't answered my question. Do you do any property development outside of Sinogulf or?
This is my personal affairs.
Well, because
I don't.
You don't. Okay, so.
I never.
Other industrial companies in your similar situation, including one that I have disclosed shareholding in, they are looking at this a different way. And they're saying, okay, we need to relocate. The government is rather keen to rezone this area. Indeed, we are now surrounded by shopping malls and offices in Shenzhen. But we also still have an operating facility there, so we have the 50-year lease, which still has 30 years remaining. Their attitude is we can do what industrialists in Hong Kong always did, which is when the time comes, find a joint venture partner who does understand property development and realize the hidden value in the site now that it is urbanized.
Well, our location may be different from other people's, the opportunity in Shenzhen. In my opinion, you know, on where we are right now, we'll have to wait for at least another 20 years for such kind of opportunities. It's not that well developed in that area.
Time,
Okay. And you need the capital.
So he thinks another 20 years at least.
Okay, well, it does depend
it's
on
not
the
that
situation.
Easy.
It also depends on the capital situation of the owner.
Of course,
but all I'm saying is I would not rule out in the future the prospect of capturing these uplifts when it's part of the compensation, basically, for being squeezed out of one location because of rising labour costs, urban prosperity and development around you. And it's, if you look around Hong Kong, that's how a lot of companies...
Another problem we have with our piece of land right now in Shenzhen is because the total area is too small. You cannot do any good major development with such a small area. You have to buy other lands from surrounding factory, and that is a lot of work. It's not something that we can do. 000, you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's 35,000 square meters of land, is that right?
Approximately 300,000, yes. Like 30,000.
Square feet. Yeah.
我要買六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百六百
20,000 square feet of land, and if you had a 5x ratio on that, it's 1.5 million.
It's not a Shanghai city. It's a town.
It's a very
small town.
Maybe for your information, as I have, actually, I raised a similar question in our committee or board meeting, actually. I actually has a similar thinking as yourself. So perhaps we should utilize this land, raise capital to estate development. But I noted, also respect the director, the chairman, want to focus on the core business, because the estate development has other risks as well. And also, obviously, the chairman has obviously insight into the land, the potential use of it. I'm sure that after evaluating all the factors, to focusing or putting money in that land may take a long time to return.
We've never revalued that land, have we?
No.
Revalue in what sense?
In our books.
We periodically, every 3 years, for the financial reporting purpose, it is the group's policy to revalue.
You have? Okay.
We have,
that's why it's being sold at close to book value.
But because they can only revalue based on the industrial,
okay.
Land.
But are you satisfied that we've got the best price we could have, including the potential for redevelopment, if approval is given?
I think the directors and the board have discussed.
Yeah, we have discussed
carefully.
Actually. I did ask all these questions, but
yes.
After considering and because there are other issues, and also investment to put in. If whoever the buyer wants to develop that land. The buyer needs a lot of government connections and also additional.
That's why you get a joint venture partner that knows the government.
But additional money, so may not be the best interest for the company.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe good for a personal investment, but probably not for the company. With the core business we are in.
Well, the
there's a lot of risk involved.
The traditional way, if you ask CLP or Kowloon Motorbus or any of these companies,
they
pass all the risk of developing their sites to the developer, and they just say, how much are you going to pay us for the right to do this?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
All upside.
Yeah. Maybe we should watch in future to see how the future land can be.
Right.
So maybe permit me to explain this, translate this a little bit in Chinese for our show.
Yes, please.
我現在咧就同各位股東講一講啱啱頭先同阿 Mr. David Webb 嘅討論內容，同埋嗰個佢提出嘅問題。咁佢就股東嗰、那個嗰、那個就頭先就講唔錯啦，佢就同咧就第一而家我哋嗰、那個山東嗰個產能因為業務而家都比較好啦，咁嗰度我哋會擴展。咁嗰度咧就會係由而家嘅每一個月大概15-17萬支嘅嗰個球頭嘅產能咧，我哋會係而家就係會將嗰個生產線咧就加建一個廠房，就嗰個產能每個月咧就會額外提升多大概係15萬
廣東嘅產
能。但係咧與此同時咧，我哋廣東因為都之前冇咁啊公布咗啦。我哋廣東嗰個生產嗰度咧係會咧就調整落嚟，咁大部分嘅生產咧或者業務嘅增長咧都會喺山東個廠房裏面去進行，咁所以山東嗰邊就需要擴建嘅，咁呢一度咧就大概咧就係需要投資咧連埋設備嗰、那個新廠房嗰啲咧大概係2000萬人民幣到嘅，咁呢個咧係配合嚟緊嗰個生意嘅情況。咁廣東呢邊咧就我哋原有嘅個舊廠房咧亦都剛剛冇幾耐之前咧。就公司亦都作咗一個公佈，就係亦都同一個買方咧就傾成咗，咁
我哋新東礦產係有需要之後咧，個量會比而家有咩差別？咁啊簡單嚟講咧，都會比而家會多26%。即係有咁嘅生意，我哋需要增加20%嘅產量。第一個好有興趣知道嘅。咁第二個咧，錢仲何來？即係有冇需要去融資？咁我就答咗佢咧，就冇需要。呢個我哋咧就從出售廣東廠房做個資金去做呢件事嘅，我哋唔需要再額外去集資又或者做咩事。 呢個有啲我先生好有興趣知道嘅。咁第三個佢講嘅咧就係呢個廣東廠房有冇可能同合作去開發做房地產？咁我就好清楚講俾你聽咧，就我哋個地唔係好大，哦，咁咧就單獨做唔到嘅。而且我哋都唔係呢一行，咁我就好清楚講俾你聽，我就冇咩打算啦。所以我就清楚就賣咗笪地算啦，就將我集中精力咧就喺我哋本行，就喺山東做繼續。 即係而家生意都可以嘅，啊唔錯嘅，我哋一定要增加產量嘅。咁廣東我哋要減嘅，咁成個大方向就係要將山東繼續增加產量，咁繼續減少。咁頭先張先生就列咗三個問題啫，簡單地解咗講咗啦。啊會增加幾多量？啊同而家比較，即係增加百分之五十。第二錢從何來？要唔要再集資？第三就舊廠房可以做房地產？佢主要就問呢三個重點嘅啫。
冇錯。都係
明白唔係咁啦。
Is it fair to say, given the big rebound in turnover that you've mentioned in the results, and I understand that is probably continued in the second quarter as well, is it fair to say that we could expect a much better situation in the first half than we did in 2012?
Maybe let me answer this question. You are right that the results or the business for the first half of 2013, you will see a significant improvement over last year or the corresponding period. In fact, I think we are talking about one third.
In turnover?
In turnover.
Yeah. And how about margins? Are we under pressure for raw materials or anything like that? Or
I think if we're talking in terms of material price or material cost, that's quite stable. Okay? Actually, as we can see, there is a significant increase in the business volume. That is going to actually to help or to improve in the marginal contribution.
Yes.
Because in the past,
you get economies of scale as you get
below a certain level. Due to some element of fixed cost reason, we cannot make compromise profit on the profit. But this year, that we will have about one third.
Well, that's good news, but then isn't that inside information that you should disclose to the market rather than waiting till the results come out?
Maybe let me also elaborate a little bit. In the annual report of 2012,
yeah.
In the annual report of 2012, in the prospect session, we have talked already about this.
Well,
we do
quote
how much we ship for the first 2 months.
Yeah.
We do tell how much orders we have for the first half year. So these are all kind of information that the public, the investors, will be able to assess.
But now we're only a few weeks away from the end of the first half. Isn't the board in a better position to ascertain the situation and perhaps put out some positive disclosure to the market?
Only if there is a
you do have monthly
kind of deviation from what we already told.
You do? Well, you perhaps knew what the order book was but didn't know what your cost base would be. Now you do. And do you have monthly management accounts? As a board, do the board of directors receive those?
We have monthly information.
We'll check internally, and then
by now you have April monthly accounts, I would hope.
Yes.
4 months.
Yeah.
4 months.
So it's two thirds of the period.
Yes. Yeah.
Must be quite easy to see what the trend is.
Yes.
Because I'm sitting here in the dark. I don't have any better information than the end of last year, plus your statement.
check internally. I think it's a good point to see whether we
whether
should
we
disclose.
Should make it.
Yeah, because sometimes it's whether we
I mean, I think what you could.
If it comes out, doesn't really as expected.
What you could do is make a qualitative trading statement. You could say the internal management accounts for the first 4 months indicate that the profitability of the group has improved based on the higher turnover and economies of scale or whatever. Give some flavour to investors, keep them informed, don't surprise them. Because a positive shock is just as bad as a negative one as far as the regulators are concerned, and I don't want our company to get into any trouble, do you?
We'll check internally.
And this really points to the need for you to move forward with quarterly financial reporting in line with the recommended best practice in the Code on Corporate Governance. If you were to disclose quarterly results by now, I would already have the March quarter.
I know you're a big supporter of quarterly.
And I wouldn't be really asking you these questions because it would be quite clear from the first 3 months that things were going better. So you relieve yourself of some of these qualitative judgments if you make quantitative disclosure. And I think that's one of the strong arguments for saying let's just put out a summary quarterly results statement. Like some of the other companies voluntarily do, HKX does, of course, and Truly Semiconductor, 732, look at them. You know, and some of these companies don't have to, but do. And then others do have to because they've got a mainland listing.
Yeah. We can consider, the only thing is that, you know, when we look at the accounts, sometimes we have the season, some of the orders do not conclude until the second half year. And
Ms. Chu, you know this is a seasonal business. I know it. I've invested in it, and many businesses are seasonal. That doesn't mean that we can't disclose the season.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm just saying that there's an effect on that.
Sure.
You have to read really in detail. Otherwise
of course.
You would think that, oh, what happened to the...
No. They won't. They're not that stupid. I mean, give us some credit.
Well, not everyone is. But
if you have four quarters, you can always calculate. Anyone after any quarter, you can look at the last four quarters and add them together and produce the whole year.
Okay.
So if you're worried about eliminating seasonality, that is dealt with by saying, okay, Q1 of this year plus the last three quarters of last year equals 12 months. We have this expression in the trade called trading 12 months earnings. And that's what an investor looks at. And because he gets, four quarters, he can then look at the trend between 3 and 4, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, and see where things are going more clearly than if you only have two halves.
Yeah.
So... And it doesn't cost very much since you've already got the monthly management accounts to produce this for external consumption.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll check internally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it makes you stand out as a
careful, also to make sure what we are telling the property is something to the best of our knowledge.
Of course.
Information.
There has to be.
Maybe let me also explain it to be in Chinese for this. 各位股东。 剛剛另一個問題討論的就是 Mr. Lewis 就是關於那個公司 2013年 上半年那個業務的狀況，他都看到年報裏面都有提及第一季的大概情況，他都關心上半年的業務在上半年跟同舊年同期比較是都有相當的改善，在那個營業額方面就 我哋根據嗰個訂單啊，同埋出貨嘅情況，已知嘅情況咧，上半年咧估計應該都應該有達至可能喺營業額方面有可能3成嘅增長。咁呢一方面咧，其實喺年報裏邊嘅嗰個展望嗰個段落咧，其實都有交代，亦都有講。不過咧，佢亦都建議公司考慮上半年嘅最新嘅情況，如果亦都係好似我哋預測咁樣。 咁係咪都可以向公眾或者向嗰個做一個資料性方面嘅披露或者說明，即係第一上半年會係咁樣，咁啊董事會咧喺呢方面咧，我哋會去審慎即係考慮係咪需要做一個statement， 即係一個披露或者公佈。佢我講咗，佢話我哋要。
但係你叫佢哋keep住睇翻年報。咁大家其實睇翻年報嘅展望嗰個段落咧，其實都會睇到2013年呢個變化或者呢個。咁啊，Mr. Dewey先生佢嘅意見即係話咧，公司咧係都值得考慮咧，即係
當然我們是很清楚知道我們是要及時去再說明。
但是如果都是按我們已經所披露的那個趨勢呢，那這個當然他的意見我們都是重視的，我們都會考慮。意思就是說，申請講明呢，是的，真的這樣發生緊了，這個意思而已。Yes, Mr. Dewey, I just finished my talk. Okay, thank you. Let's move on to the next item of business. I have no more questions on the accounts for now. Okay. The
chairman now proposes that the director's report, auditor's report, and the audited financial statements for the year ended 31st December 2012, now submitted to this meeting, be and are hereby adopted. 主席現動議接納現在提請本大會截至2012年12月31日止年度之經審核財務報表及董事會報告與核數師報告。 May I have a second, please? Thank you. 多謝. Would all shareholders please insert either a tick or the number of voting shares in the appropriate section on the voting form to vote for or against the resolution? 請各位股東在投票表格上適當方格內填上 tick 號或投票股數，以示贊成或者反對。 Now, the second item in the notice is to re-elect and appoint directors. 第二項議程就是重選和委任董事. In accordance with Clause 87.1 of the company's bylaws, Mr. Chang Hua Yong and Mr. Se Ying Min shall retire from their offices. Mr. Chang Hua Yong, being eligible, offers himself for re-election, while Mr. has decided not to stand for re-election. 根據公司細則第87條1規定，張華榮先生及謝英敏先生依章退任。張華榮先生如獲重選，願意繼續連任。謝英敏先生則已決定不應選連任。The chairman now proposes that Mr. Zhang Hua Yong be and is hereby re-elected Executive Director of the company. May I have a seconder, please?
I second the motion.
Which one is Mr. Chang? Is this the gentleman here?
Mr. Chang.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, right. Thank you.
這位就是張華榮先生，今天也有出席。主席現在動議重選張華榮先生為本公司的執行董事，也多謝我。 Thank you. Would all shareholders please insert either a tick or the number of voting shares in the appropriate section on the voting form to vote for or against the resolution? 請各位股東在投票表格上適當方格內填上 tick 號或者投票股數，以示贊成或者反對。 Taking this opportunity, the board would like to express the sincere gratitude to Mr. Se for his valuable contribution to the company during his tenure of office. 董事會亦都僅此機會感謝謝英敏先生於比在任期間對公司所作之寶貴貢獻。 In accordance with Clause 86.6 of the company's bylaws, the company may from time to time in general meeting by ordinary resolution, increase or reduce the number of directors, but so that the number of directors shall never be less than two. The board has proposed the appointment of Mr. Zhu Sheng Li as independent non-executive director of the company at this annual general meeting, to be followed with his appointment to the audit committee, remuneration committee, and nomination committee of the company by the board. 根據公司細則第86條6規定，本公司可不時於股東大會上 透過普通決議案增加或者削減董事的數目，為不得令董事數目少於兩位。董事會已於本股東周年大會上委任朱勝利先生為本公司獨立非執行董事，繼而委任其為本公司審核委員會、薪酬委員會及提名委員會成員。The chairman now proposes that Mr. Zhu Shengli be and is hereby appointed independent non-executive director of the company. May I have a second, please? 主席現動議委任朱勝利先生為本公司之獨立非執行董事。請問有誰同意？Yes, Mr. Secretary.
Chairman, how does the company come to know Mr. Zhu?
He used to work for the government in Linyi City, where our factory is located.
Shandong.
And he has very good network and relationship with a lot of people there. And with our expansion there, I consider that it's a very good asset that we have Mr. Chu to join our company to help us to do our job in that city. It's a very good network.
So when did you first meet Mr. Chu?
7 years ago.
Right. This is Mr. Zhu.
Yes. This is Mr. Zhu.
Hello.
This is
he may be a very useful contributor as a consultant, I've no issue with that. You employ the people and service providers that you need to get your work done. But as an independent director, I question whether he has the right material. Does he know anything about the listing rules? It says that he was a diploma holder. I don't know if that means he's lost it or something, but in what? What was his diploma in? Accounting? High school diploma, is that? Or what?
No, it's a college diploma.
In what?
Can
he tell us?
In engineering.
And then
he was in a very high senior position in the city government level.
I understand that, and I respect that, but I'm not saying he's not a good potential consultant or current consultant. I have great concern about appointing him as a director. That's a very different role. It means responsibility to ensure that the company complies with the listing rules and the takeover code and so on. Having done some accounting until 1967, when I was 2 years old, and that was 46 years ago, and when you were young children as well. I mean, I don't see that being relevant. And then the rest of his career is in construction and building and various rising up the ranks of the government. The independent directors on this board, it's only one person I really have any confidence in, and she's sitting on the podium now. The other one, is a gentleman who has generated an average annualized return of -9% across every company he's sat on. That's Mr. Choi Tak Ho, according to the website Total Returns database, and he's sat on many different companies. So I don't think he's a great contributor, and he's also, with respect, getting a little bit too old to be doing this. It's not a good use of the three seats that you have, I think, to fill one with a government consultant. I'm sure he's a nice guy, I'm sure he's useful to you in other ways, but couldn't you have done better through the nomination committee, which consists of all except one director?
We may just open an independent view, but I think one of the things that the board is, we talk about diversity. So I can understand what you're saying, but I think it's not just accounting that should make up the board.
No.
They have contribute various knowledge and expertise.
How about a solicitor, for example?
Yeah, but Mr. Choi, I would say, I think first of all, I don't think we should be biased by people's age, because we shouldn't have this biased opinion about age.
It's a matter of.
So, but Mr. Choi, when he's with me on the board, he gives very good input, his past experience in all this industry. So sometimes you need some industry knowledge to understand the accounts and what it means, and then the various policy. So I have to say, although I understand that, you know, it's only me who is a CPA, but the rest can contribute in different aspects. That's my views. You're picking on the part.
How do you think the proposed candidate will contribute to the board's functions?
China policy. So if sometimes
he's going to sit on the audit committee. Does he really know how to read a set of international accounting standards accounts and help you with that?
We haven't had any meeting yet, so I can't.
Why is he being put on the audit committee if he doesn't have that expertise? About
the China policy.
Financial expertise.
I believe and I trust his ability to help the company with our situation.
Yeah, but we're talking about independent directors here who really ought to be elected by independent shareholders. They won't be in this case. I'll be voting against his election and you'll still pass it as controlling shareholders. But, you know, I'm telling you that as an independent shareholder, and that's the only reason you're required to have independent directors is because you're a listed company. I would be more comfortable with people who are not being filling those seats just because they have good contacts with the government. I think that's a separate issue.
I will remember your opinion.
Okay? I mean, that's a separate issue. Having good contacts, having good advisors and consultants, you can have as many of those as you want, but you only have three independent directors, and it's important to fill those seats with people who have a real contribution to make to corporate governance, accounting expertise or legal expertise or financial markets expertise, or understanding investment, and not just people who've been good contacts. So I'm disappointed by this election. I know it's a small company, you can't attract megastars. You do have the president of the ICPA, and I hope you can keep her. You can do better than this. If you'd contacted me and said a vacancy is coming up, I would have proposed some candidates.
Okay, your opinion, Doctor.公司會係基於咩考慮，咁啊主席亦都講解咗朱先生咧喺我哋山東咧嗰個臨時咧都係相當長嘅時間，擔當啲都好重要嘅崗位，咁佢非常有豐富經驗。咁啊，我哋山東市政府方面嘅嘅聯誒即係個關係啊嘅認識啊，咁啊我哋喺山東廠咧亦都係我哋集團一個而家最主要啊最重要嘅一個生產嘅設施同埋一個集團都好重要嘅一部分。咁喺嗰個山東嗰方面嘅發展咧，就董事會咧就覺得朱先生咧就會係能夠作出相當嘅貢獻同埋幫助，所以都認為佢係一個合適嘅人選嘅。咁啊 ，Mr. Webb 亦都提出佢自己嘅見解，即係佢話認為咧，就話嗰個獨立非執行董事嘅嗰個董事會裏面嗰個數目咧係有限，咁啊，所以有空缺需要填補嘅時候咧，亦都應該咧佢覺得應該都要係多作考慮。咁佢個人咧，佢就講咗佢嘅睇法，亦都佢表明咧，即係喺呢個議案方面咧，即係佢本人咧就係即係覺得呢個未必係一個最好嘅一個選擇，咁所以佢個人咧喺投票方面佢就表明咧，即係佢係唔同意嘅。咁但係佢亦都知道，因為呢個議案咧即係提出嚟，咁到時都係股東們係去投票咁啊，所以咧即係會由所有嘅股東咧去進行投票同埋決定嘅。Yes。
I have nothing else to say on the subject. You hopefully heard me.
Okay. Would all shareholders please insert either a tick or the number of voting shares in the appropriate section on the voting form to vote for or against the resolution. 現在請各位股東在投票表格上適當方格內填上 tick 號或者投票股數，以示贊成或者反對。We now come to the fourth item. The fourth item in the notice is to reappoint auditors and to authorize the board of directors to fix their remuneration. The chairman now proposes that Shimane Hong Kong CPA Limited be and are hereby reappointed auditors of the company to hold office until the conclusion of next annual general meeting at the remuneration to be fixed by the board of directors.
Sorry, could I just point out one more thing on this subject that occurs to me? Mr. Zhu, you could have appointed him as a non-executive director without consuming the three independent seats. You could, if it's a matter of giving him recognition and status and helping his authority when he speaks on behalf of the company to officials and so forth, you could have just made him an NED, not an INED. And that is still an option for you. Redesignate him and then get a new INED who will fill that seat, because I think that would improve confidence in the company. So could you think about that option?
We will discuss that in our next board meeting.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay, before I actually proceed with the fourth item, excuse me, we are a little bit too fast today. We should work on the first item first, which connected with the directors.
You want to pay them? I thought you'd forgotten that.
Sorry. The third item in the notice is to fix the director's remuneration for the year ending 31st December 2013. Would a shareholder please propose that the board of directors be and is hereby authorized to fix the director's remuneration for the year ending 31st December 2013?
I propose to amend.
Thank you. Any seconder, please?
I second the motion.
Thank you. 我們先在鄭雄帝社行的議程之前，我們先完成第三項。第三項的議程就是授權董事會釐定截至 2013 年 12月 31號止這個年度本公司各董事的酬金。 請一位股東動議，也多謝動議了的，也多謝另一位股東是和議了的。就是授權董事局。授權董事局，沒錯。 Would all shareholders please either take or the number of voting shares in the appropriate section on the voting form to vote for or against the resolution. 現在請各位股東在投票表格上適當的方格內填上 tick 好或者投票股數以示贊成或者反對，這個第三項的議案嚟嘅。 Okay, now we move to the fourth item, which is to reappoint auditors and to authorize the board of directors to fix their remuneration. The chairman now proposes that Shuai Ming Hong Kong CPA Limited be and are hereby reappointed auditors of the company to hold office until the conclusion of the next annual general meeting and a remuneration to be fixed by the board of directors. May I have a second, please? Thank you. 主席，現在動議呢就重新聘任順永中和香港會計師事務所有限公司。 Yes.
Members of the board, I have a question about Shuai Ming, and it's this question I'm asking at all the AGMs this year, or most of them anyway. You're signing this audit in Hong Kong. Do you keep your audit files, electronic or otherwise, in Hong Kong, or do you delegate it to a mainland affiliate which would possibly be able to claim state secrets if it was asked to provide paperwork to the...
The work papers were properly kept in Hong Kong.
Okay, including the subsidiaries?
Yes.
Okay, so you feel that you would not have any problem if the regulator ever asked to see your work papers in handing them over?
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll make sure that this all kept on going.
我都好快翻譯一下頭先嗰個問題嘅討論。 Mr. David, 關於核數師嘅委任嗰個動議咧，佢提出一個問題。佢話喺今年咧，基本上所有嘅出席嘅公司嘅嗰個股東會，佢都問同一條問題。佢就問核數師。 就佢哋喺嗰個審計裏邊嘅有關嘅嗰啲嘅 working paper， 即係佢哋嘅檔案啊，嗰啲嘅資料咧，係唔係存放喺香港嘅？即係話咧，係擺喺譬如喺國內嘅，因為我哋都譬如集團都有國內嘅子公司啊，咁嗰啲資料檔案咧，嗰個同審計有關嘅咧，係存喺香港，因為存喺其他地方嘅。 咁啊，核數師亦都表明啊，即係喺佢哋嗰個事務所咧，佢哋呢啲咁嘅文件資料咧，都係存喺香港嘅。咁啊 ，Mr. Weber 可能因應之前可能有啲某啲個案啦，就提出呢個問題。咁我哋都解答咗佢㗎啦。OK， 好啦，主席而家動議咧就。 重新聘任信永中和香港會計師事務所有限公司為本公司的核數師，直至下屆的股東周年大會結束時為止。其酬金由董事會釐定。咁亦都多謝有關股東咧動議同埋和議咗嘅。Now, would all shareholders please ensure either a tick or the number of voting shares in the appropriate section on the voting form to vote for or against the resolution? 而家請各位股東在投票表格上適當嘅方格內填上 tick 好，或者投票股數，以示贊成或者反對呢個第四項議案。啱啱講過第四。Now we move to the fifth item. The fifth item in the notice is to grant a general mandate to the directors to allot, issue, and deal with additional shares of the company, not exceeding 10% of the company's existing issued share capital. The chairman now proposes that resolution number 5, set out in the notice of this meeting, be and is hereby passed as an ordinary resolution. 第五項的議程呢，是有關授權董事會一般權力以配發、發行或者處理本公司額外股份，為有關嘅數額不得超過本公司發行股本面值10%。主席現動議通過列於本大會通告內第五項之議案為普通決議案。May I have a seconder, please?
I second.
Thank you. 多謝動議嘅。Would all shareholders please insert either a tick or the number of voting shares in the appropriate section on the voting form to vote for or against the resolution. 現請各位股東在投票表格上適當方格內填上 tick 好或者投票股數，以示贊成或者反對的。Okay, the sixth item in the notice is to grant a general mandate to the directors to repurchase shares of the company not exceeding 10% of the existing issued share capital of the company. The chairman now proposes that resolution number 6 set out in the notice of this meeting be and is hereby passed as an ordinary resolution. 第六項的議程就是有關授權於董事會一般權力以購回不超過本公司已發行股本面值10%的股份。主席現動議通過列於本大會通告內第六項之議案為普通決議案。May I have a second, please?
A second motion.
Thank you. 多謝動議嘅。Would all shareholders please ensure either a tick or the number of voting shares in the appropriate section on the voting form to vote for or against the resolution? 現請各位股東在投票表格上適當方格內填上 tick 好或者投票股數，以示贊成或者反對。The last item in the notice is to add the nominal amount of the shares repurchased by the company to the mandate granted to the directors under resolution number 5. The chairman now proposes that resolution number 7 set out in the notice of this meeting be and is hereby passed as an ordinary resolution. 最后一个议案第七项议程就是根据第五項決議案授予董事之權力之授權上，另加本公司購回股份之面額。主席現動議通過列於本大會通告內第七項之議案為普通決議案。May I have a second, please?
I second the motion.
Thank you. 多謝嗰個王議嘅。Would all shareholders please ensure a tick or the number of voting shares in the appropriate section on the voting form to vote for or against the resolution. 请各位股东在投票表格上适当方格内填上 tick 号或者投票股数，以示赞成或者反对。So we finish all 7 items. After you have finished, please sign the voting form and hand it to the scrutineers. If you do not complete the voting form or do not hand your voting form to the scrutineers, your votes will not be counted. If you have any questions, in completing the voting form, please raise your hand now. The scrutineers are going to collect the forms. 请各位股东呢，请各位投票。 表格持有人在表格上面簽署投票之後，如果閣下沒有填妥這個投票表格，或者沒有將這個投票表格交予這個監票員，閣下的票數將不會獲計算的。如果閣下對於填寫投票表格有任何疑問，請你現在舉手。監票員現在就會收集大家投票的表格。 The scrutineers will now count the votes after they collect it. As it will take some time for the scrutineers to count the votes, there will be a short interval of time while this is being done. Please enjoy the refreshment for the time being. 監票員呢，現時呢就會點算呢個票數嘅。咁因為監票員呢處理呢啲點票嘅程序都需一啲時間。而家請各位股東呢，先用本公司準備嘅小卡點嘅。
請問有冇股東未交投？